Hello, let's do this. We are ready to do this. Let me cut this music down. Wow. So you guys, I am here. It is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. And I haven't been live in a Zoom for ages, like ages. I just haven't been doing Zoom. I haven't been doing the TikTok lives either. I don't know why. I think I just went through whatever that is that people go through when they hide and disappear. And I definitely did that. So, you know, I'm just keeping it real. Like, I hid. Let me put my headset on because, yeah, it's been a while and I want to make sure I hear myself and what you're hearing. Also, in honor of Leprechaun Day, of St. Patty's Day. I've got my little St. Patty's Day stuff up here in the background. And I just want to say, because, you know, according to, what is it, the 23andMe, I got way too much Irish in me. Way. I don't even know what that's about. But the English and Irish, like, way too much of that is in there. And so I like to celebrate it. I don't drink, but, you know, to me, St. Patty's Day is a day to get drunk. That's what I remember in my drinking days about St. Patty's. I come from a town of Irish people. And shout out to Haddon Township, New Jersey. And we have a lot of Irish and Jewish and Italian there. But one of the things that was really big was St. Patty's. There was a bar down on White Horse Pike, right down when you got to the end of the street. I just know I've been there on St. Patty's and it was crazy. Oh my gosh. It's so much fun though, right? It's so much fun. So wherever you are, enjoy your St. Patty's. And you know, sometimes we've done crazy things during that, like green eggs and green ham and green, I mean, what really, I'm not kidding, green beer, green candy, green, I mean, it just depends on, you know, of course, where you were brought up and your upbringing and what you're accustomed to, but it was just such a big deal around when I was growing up. And then as I got older, it was even more fun. So I hope everyone is enjoying their St. Patty's, which is, I think, the 17th of every year, right? If I'm not mistaken. Or to me, it's usually whenever the bar says, you know, get 10 beers for $1 or something stupid. Usually there's some kind of beer special on St. Patty's. Like, check your neighborhood. I'm telling you, this is what happens on St. Patty's. It's all about the drinking. And so, I mean, I don't know how aware you are of that. And but to me, that's all it is about, is just getting drunk and having fun and enjoying it and celebrating. I mean, you know, so I hope whoever you are and wherever you are, if you celebrate St. Patty's, that you enjoy yourself. Just know my lipstick is all above my lip, but I guess that's, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. The only time it gets perfectly in the lip is when I'm using Rihanna's Fenty. And I'm not being paid to shout out Fenty. I'm just being honest. The wand is perfectly suited to the shape of my lip. So I can even just stick a little dot like right in the middle and do that. And the whole lip is done. I love Rihanna's Fenty. Now this isn't, this is NYX, which this is like my secret weapon. It makes my lips perfectly red every time. But Fenty is great as a base because it has such long staying power that if you put that as a base, anything you put over it, it's going to last for ages. I'm sorry, I'm over here promoting cosmetics, and I'm supposed to be, I don't know. You know, technically, I could be doing anything right now. No, this is supposed to be Wednesday Night Lives. I was going to try to turn it into like a brainstorming with Adrian episode. But no, this is Wednesday. And on Wednesday, what do? I'm supposed to be talking about astrology and maybe doing a card or two or something. I don't know. Let's do this. Let me look at where the planets are, because to be honest with you, I have no clue. I totally missed the last new moon in Pisces, and I know it happened, but I didn't pay attention to it. And I'm ashamed, but let me hold on. Let me, because me and my daughter were talking about it just the other day, and she's a like a crazy Virgo. Her sun, moon, and Mercury, her chart ruler, all together within a degree in an extremely tight orb. And you know, that's just a thinker, because she has Gemini rising, right? But it's crazy, crazy. I don't want to talk too much about her little horoscope, because that used to, you know, she wouldn't let me talk about her at all. So let's see what else I got here. I want to talk about. I'm just trying to find. It happened on the 10th. I was trying to figure out what day it was. It was the 10th. And the next new moon is on the 8th of April, by the way. But let's see, on the 10th, and I just want to see what the degree was. Sometimes it doesn't really tell me, but you know who usually has it if I don't see it here. Here he is. Astro King. I love Astro King. You know why? Because a lot of these places, they just leave you hanging. They don't give you all the information. They don't give you anything. But he gives you details. You know, yeah, like right here. It's just right here. It happened Sunday on March 10th, which was 3 days ago. And it happened at 20 degrees and 16 minutes of Pisces. See? It was over 6 degrees away from Neptune, so it was too far. To affect the astrology of the moon, but you know, you do get a 6 degree orb in astrology with the moon, because it's a moon. So especially if you have other things anywhere between, you know, it would have been 30 degrees of you know, 29 degrees of Pisces. So if you've got any late Pisces there. I mean, in my daughter's case, it happened right on her Jupiter. I said I wasn't going to mention it, but I knew it did. I felt it in my bones. Anyway, the aspect to Mars and Uranus are under 1 degree, so they are significant. Yeah. But they're harmonious, right? So it wasn't too over the top. You know what I mean? It could have been a lot worse. A lot worse. Because whenever we're looking at new moons, full moons, and if you're someone who is like, you know, what happened with my child, like it's opposing you. Nobody wants that. Nobody's trying to feel that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, no one's trying to pull that. Okay, so we have a full moon coming up on the 25th of March, and it's a lunar eclipse. Ooh, I am so glad to know that lunar eclipse is on March 25th. And you know what's so funny? Well, we'll be in Aries season by then. I'm going to go ahead and do my research on that before that gets here, because that's the lunar eclipse. But I feel like with this, I mean, it was a new moon. And at the most, I mean, we're dealing with having both the sun and the moon and Neptune and I think Mercury, right? All sitting in, yeah, in Pisces. So if anything, there might have been this feeling of like, I don't know, like topsy-turvy, swervy vibe, you know? And according to this chart that they did, they put this up in the 12th house. You know, in my progress horoscope, I've got Pisces in the 12th house and Aries rising. So it's crazy that they created an event chart that had, you know, basically Aries rising, either like very, very late degree, because it looks like it's Aries rising. So yeah, but it's because we're almost in, we're what, 6 degrees away from Aries, but no, that it doesn't look like they gave it 6 degrees. They got 0 degrees of Aries right under the ascendant line. So yeah, they must have given this either like 29 degrees of Pisces or put it in Aries already. But it definitely looks as though all of that happened with the sun and the moon and Mercury and Saturn all in Pisces happening in the 12th house. And I felt that it happened in my 12th house. A lot of it, I slept a lot. And it was just a otherworldly experience. Now, crazy thing is, I made lots of videos because don't forget, and we had the Oscars on Sunday. So weird, right? So, you know, don't forget that videos and reels and movies and TV, all of that's all ruled Pisces. Pisces rules that. So it's so strange that we did have the Academy Awards that night. So that's weird. Anyway, the moon, the sun right now is at 23 degrees, by the way, which means excuse me, the moon, the sun is at 23 degrees, which means we are moving closer to that Neptune. So the sun, no matter what the moon is doing, is sitting basically on Neptune. And so that feeling of confusion or not understanding or feeling in a haze or misunderstood, there's so many ways it can come out with Pisces when it's about, in a way, just like nebulousness, like where people just can't seem to get a grip on what it is, the conversation. You might feel misunderstood. People might misunderstand a statement or something you write or something you said. And then, you know, that might happen. But I mean, on the positive, whenever we're dealing with, you know, Sun and Neptune together like that, we're dealing with so much creativity. Truly, there's so much creativity. And right now, the moon is at 15 degrees of Taurus, which means it's sextile the sun. It's such a positive time. It's such a harmonious flow time right now. And I mean, I just hope people take advantage of that. I just realized I did not do my eyebrows. I'm sorry. Do you see, like, this is not, I've got to cover it up. It's like trailing off because I forgot to do my eyebrows. So yeah, I mean, luckily I've got light hair, but yeah, there's not a whole eyebrow there. I'm just sorry. That's hilarious. Anyway, the things I think about. So anyway, I just wanted you guys to know where I'm at. So we're talking about the sun and the moon, right? So we had the sun and the moon, they are sextile right now. And Mercury is in Aries. Okay, that's right. Mercury is already moved out and it's in Aries. I just realized that because I've been saying it was still in Pisces. It's not, I'm telling you, I have not looked at the horoscope numbers in like a month. But you know, it's funny with Mercury and Aries, it's kind of good for new ideas, starting new things, being creative. That's good. Venus is at 2 degrees of Pisces. And it's such a sweet, you know, I always feel like Venus and Pisces is one of the sweetest Venuses there are. It's a really compassionate, caring, giving, loving, emotional type of love. nature, caring nature. And I think just during this time in general, it's a really emotional, loving, caring, nurturing, nurturing time. So I hope that that's something that people experience and take advantage of, because that's beautiful, really, it is. We've got Mars at 23 degrees of Aquarius, and Mars in Aquarius, I think it's led people to be more social. It might have led some people not to be. I just realized Mars is opposing my Mars, so I'm like a little bit worried about that. Nobody kind of likes that, but overall, I feel like Mars in Aquarius, it's a strange place for it to be, because it makes people want to reach out and touch someone as far as other people. But I don't know if everybody is so open to it, because they're a little bit more aloof when Mars is a crazy aspect. So I wonder how it's actually played out in the lives of some people. Jupiter is at 13 degrees of Taurus, and it is, you know, if you've got any planets that, like, I just realized Jupiter is almost exactly trine my sun, and I am praying, and my Pluto. So I'm praying that this grand trine that is set up in my horoscope right now leads to something good, because I've been waiting for something good for a minute, and it'd be nice to experience it. But Jupiter in Taurus, it's usually some type of abundance, and in general, but depending on if your horoscope chart is, you know, has malefic planets or aspects. But I'm excited because I'm a Capricorn, and my sun is at 14 degrees and 27 minutes of Capricorn, and this Jupiter is at 13 degrees and 41, almost 42 minutes of Taurus. So that is almost an exact trine. So it makes me very happy, and I hope something really good happens. Saturn is at 11 degrees of Pisces, and it's been there. It's going to be there for another year or so. But you know, the funny thing about Saturn in Pisces is that I just feel like there's a combination of things happening, and I really have seen it a lot this past month during Pisces season. There's definitely a certain feeling of confusion in the area of politics. Why? Because first of all, politics is ruled by Sagittarius, which squares Pisces anyway, so they're just not jiving. Have not been for a while since Neptune's been in Pisces. But I think with Saturn there, it really does make it even more hazy, cloudy, more difficult. And we're being asked to use our discernment and to be more aware and more alert and to be awake, something that some people have been taught is a bad thing, to be awake, to be conscious. But we're being asked to do that in order to make really important decisions. Saturn is responsibility. It always represents where we must take responsibility. And in this case, we've got to get out of the area of fantasy and into the reality of what is real. And sometimes when I listen to some people, I realize they're not living in the reality of what is real, but in the fantasy of what lies that they've been fed, or they believe in, or some party, or, you know, whatever it is. It has nothing to do with reality or truth or fairness or justice or, you know, what's right or whatever you know, if there is a balance, and I feel like we need to keep that balance, whatever that is. Some people think you could just go, you know, it doesn't matter, but I think it does. I think some people are just not good people. They've never been good people. Ain't nothing we're going to be able to say or do going to make them good people. And we're fooling ourselves by believing they're good people. There's nothing in their record that proves it, not really. And so when I feel like when we try to deceive, that's the word. Deception is a word for Pisces. And it makes sense that Saturn in Pisces would bring up this urge for some to deceive themselves, to deceive others, or to just be deceived, to lose that ability to have discernment, to be able to tell right from wrong, good from bad, up from down, left from right, backwards from forwards, to use your memory and to have it be your memory, not one that's been programmed in by some outside force. This is what happens when Saturn is in Pisces. It clouds people's judgments. Sadly, people make judgments in the clouds. Many people feel that's what's been happening with SCOTUS. And it does make us very fearful because there's clouded judgment being made on very serious decisions, as we saw with Roe versus Wade. The consequences of making really silly decisions is far-reaching, and I have never in my entire life ever thought, believed, or saw any other president before or after this particular criminal who has been put on trial many times in the last few months. No one's ever claimed to have absolute immunity from anything simply because they spent 4 years in a job. That is a 4 to 8 year job. And I am really disgusted by the fact that it's being blurred. And blur is another good word for Saturn in Pisces. A race blur, cloud, misrepresent, all of the things that represent haziness, nebulousness, untruths, lies, deception, deceit, hidden things, secrets, cover-ups, manipulations. All of these can be Saturn in Pisces. So we have to be really, really alert and try to use our discernment as much as possible. You know, there's a thing, I was at a masterclass earlier today, and she was talking about us using our soul, because we have a tendency as people to use either our subconscious mind, our conscious mind. You know, some of us don't even realize that we're spirits in a body. They think we're just the body. And so a lot of people are using all these things, but they're not using the soul. And the soul is the us that is us. It is what makes us who we are, what we are. And it is the actual person or thing or energy that is the source that makes all the correct decisions, that is in touch with the third eye, that is in touch with the universe, with God, with, you know, the source, whatever you like to call it. And the problem is that we as people tend to lose touch with that because of what goes on in the outside world. So that's why it's so important that we meditate and we get back in touch with our spirit, with ourselves, with our soul as often as possible. It's recommended that we meditate, you know, daily, if possible, to get back into ourselves, into our spirit, into our soul, and out of the chaos of the outside of that, of you. Everything outside of your spirit and soul is outside of you. You know that, right? The thing is, a lot of us make decisions based on our subconscious mind, and our subconscious can lead us anywhere. It's probably why I've got blonde hair right now and not my fro that I have. We do things on a subconscious level all the time, but we have to become more discerning. When Saturn is in Pisces, of all these crazy things we probably do on a subconscious level, and how we're not tied in to our spirit in the way we should be. That's everything, tying into our spirit. And, you know, it's everything, you guys. Hold on, you guys, hold on. Oh, my leg was just feeling really off kilter. Okay, so we talked down to Saturn. Uranus is at 20 degrees of Taurus. And that is sextile the sun. And I think that's what they were mentioning earlier. It's a beautiful sextile between Uranus and the sun, but it's Uranus and it's Pisces. And I feel like, you know, over the last few days, it's been a little weird because that just creates weirdness. That's and the sun just gave it a green light to go like even more weird. Like, okay, how weird do you want to be? Like, that's pretty much what just happened there. Neptune and the sun are technically conjunct. Neptune's at 27 degrees, the sun's at 23, almost 24 degrees. So yeah, that's a pretty close conjunction. And you know, the funny thing about that is when Neptune is conjunct the sun in any capacity, it would be something, but the fact that it's in Pisces. And we, like I said, we also have this Saturn in Pisces. I just feel like some people, the confusion in their spirit, in their minds, in their hearts, in their daily life is so evident. The confusion is really there. And some of us are just sleeping or sleepy. If you're not actually sleeping, or drunk or high or maybe medicated because of whatever. Some people might feel like they're imprisoned or, you know, because maybe they've been sickly or whatever. You might become more aware of these things, like not so much that you're doing them, but aware of them in yourself, in others and stuff like that. Another thing is secrets. This so much Pisces in 12th house, it tends towards secrets. There's a lot of underhanded, no good deals, I think, going on. There's a lot of underhanded or sneaky or behind the closed door things going on. I don't know if you follow any of my TikTok. You can, by the way, find me at Astrology A Look Inside on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. So do make sure you find me. But I have been posting a lot about William and Kate and the royals because of all of the craziness that's been going on. I gotta take a gulp of tea for this. Hold on. Lord. Kate has been actually physically missing since December 25th of 2023. It is now March 13th. We almost are at a quarter of a year, and we have not physically seen Kate. They had said, and this is where all the real chaos comes out, but they had said that Kate had released a photo finally. And you know, the funny thing is, we had already been asking, where's Kate, a while ago. Like, I'm telling you, if you look back, I've got videos at least a month or so ago where I was asking, where's Kate? Where is Kate? I mean, after all, I mean, you know, Charles got out of the hospital after a few weeks, but Kate never got out of the hospital. And then they said she was healing, she was getting better, there were complications. But we never saw her. Then they lied, said she was home. But then, you know, they realized that that wasn't true. She wasn't really home. And then there was a couple of lies. I mean, they've drove us around Robin Hood's barn for 3 months, okay? And it had gotten pretty bad. So they released this picture and it turned out, Lord, the photo wasn't her. It wasn't real. It wasn't live. It was an old picture from a year ago that they photoshopped to make it look like it was real. And there was this picture of her in a car with William supposedly, I guess, coming home with the hospital, and they found the very pictures they photoshopped that from. She ain't been seen. So this is a mystery. And mystery is a great word for Sun conjunct Neptune in Pisces. The great mystery is where's Kate? We want to know. I'm sure her children want to know. The world wants to know, where's Kate? Anyway, I attribute all of that to Neptune and Pisces. And let's hope nothing bad did happen to Kate because child William, everybody knows now and he's been cheating with Rose Hanbury. He's been out actually doing what been seen with Rose. So it's not, they're not even hiding anymore. I mean, it's kind of weird that he's doing this. I mean, after what happened to his own mother. But I don't want to go too deep into it. By the way, Pluto's at 1 degree of Aquarius. I don't think I've said anything about it. The node is at 15 degrees of Aries and Chiron's at 17 degrees of Aries. So Mercury's going to be catching up to both of those soon. And we're going to have Mercury conjoined the North Node and Mercury conjoined Chiron very shortly. So some people might be feeling, I know I probably will feel a certain way about what I'm saying, how I'm saying it, my speech. Someone might take offense to something I'm saying right now. And you know what? Let me just tell y'all something. I can't help you with that. Okay. I'm not gonna, because I, first of all, my little glands are hurting because I'm getting over being sickly and I'm losing weight and I can't help y'all with any of those issues. Like if someone's like, she thinks whatever, and I'm gonna be like, okay, because I don't got time. I'm also getting older, and so my tolerance level is really bad. I don't have a good tolerance level. I feel like I had to fight to get to be this age. Why should I tolerate your insolence when I fought so many years to be this woman? I'm okay being this woman. Some people might mess with this woman, but I respect this woman. I know what she's been through. I'm gonna just pull like, I don't know, some kind of magic card for everybody. Because that's exactly where I'm at. But here's the thing. I want to pull the card though. I wanted to get the information. And I hope my vision this comes back because it lost all my focus on me. And it does that to me sometimes. I think it just I'm here, but it acts like it can't see me. You see my hands. Look, I'm going to try to pull a card. Maybe it'll come back. If not, this will be a podcast. This will be on the podcast, and you'll be able to pick up whatever I'm going to say in a minute when I put this on the podcast. So I'm going to start with the sign of Pisces since we're in Pisces season. And I'm just going to pull whatever comes out. And you know what, Pisces? You got three cards. You got the Five of Coins. The Page of Staves and the Justice card. Now, didn't I say that we had I was just worried because we had Mercury in Aries, right? That's Page of Staves, Mercury in Aries. And I feel like with that, for Pisces, that's thinking about your money, and you got the Five of Coins sitting right on Mercury and Aries on Page of Staves. Look at that. Got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Some Pisces are worried about money. I'm thinking, though, with the Page of Staves, this is creative. Like, this is you coming up with some creative idea, some creative means of getting this money. You know, Page of Stabs is one of the most creative cards you can get. So if you are really, I'm not kidding about this. Like, this might be something you can do online, some side hustle. Somebody got something like that nobody's paying attention to, and you do it and you start making money. And look, when it happens, it's going to be your justice. You know, that's like weighing the scales. Like, the more you put in to get this money to get out of this creative endeavor, I think you, this is going to be your justice. This is like what we reap, we sow, right? What I put in, I'm going to get back. So if you've been worried about money, Pisces, that's exactly, and you have been worried about money. Look on the bottom of the deck, Nine of Swords. You've been having nightmares about money. You've been sweating about this money. Pisces, I'm telling you, you will get your justice when you come up with creative ideas and you implement those creative ideas. It might even be being creative. Like, let's say, for instance, you're a dancer, a singer, an artist, a sculptor. I don't know. Pisces are creative, right? So something you do. It might even be that you just do hair, right? You might know how to braid hair, but you need to make money. And suddenly you get this idea, let me braid hair. I'll do your hair for $200. Or I'll do your hair for $100. I don't know, depending on your desperation, right? And you know, all it takes is a couple of heads to pull you out with a special like that. So if you've got braiding skills, but you pull, I'm just saying, I've done it before. A hustle is a hustle is a hustle. Oh Lord, I'm putting that back in because I didn't say the name or nothing, and nobody wants to start with that card. So we're going to say Ramamasu, Ramamasam, Kamamasu, Kamamasam. And now we're going to pull cards for the sign of Aries. Am I going to pull one more, or I'm just going to let that go? I'm going to just let that go. I said I wasn't pulling. I am just going to pull this card. And then I'll tell you what the other card was once I tell you what you got. You only got one card, Aries. It's the Empress, and I love that. And this tells me that you're pregnant with new ideas and creativity. But I feel like it's just the buildup. It's the buildup to Aries season. We're like less than a week away. And soon you're going to be that queen, you know, queen of queens. You're going to be sitting on the throne. New things are going to be coming. This is new opportunities, new chances to get what you want, new chances to be creative. Maybe some Aries might even be getting pregnant because it's something new, right? And it's creativity. And it's children too, in a way, but it could be your creative children. So if you had a lot of ideas and you have not been working on those ideas, I'm telling you, work on the ideas because on the bottom of the deck, Lord Aries, you got the Chariot. This is victory coming in. You're going to be victorious whatever you do. And with the Empress and the Chariot, oh, that's some, whatever you are creatively working on is going to lead to your success. And you will be victorious. And it's coming in quick. So work quickly. Like I said, we got less than a week before Aries season. Good luck, Aries. Good luck. Let's see what we're going to tell the next sign, which is the sign of Taurus. And like I said, I'm just pulling quick cards because mama is mama. And you know, I might not look it for my age, but I'm 61. I can't even believe it. I didn't fake myself out into believing I'm some other age. But after the last man I married got mad because I wasn't 38, I realized I looked too young. He thought I was 38. Oh, that's hilarious. Plus, how many men I'm going to marry? If I get married again, it'd be number four. So I'm ready. I'm serious. I'm not scared of number four. Anyway, this is what we got for Taurus, because my last husband was a Taurus. That's what made me think about it. Knight of Cups. Some Tauruses, some y'all might be out there making an offer right now to somebody, or someone's making an offer to you. Like, it might be that you got you're emotionally involved in some way. Like, your emotions are starting to show. You know what I mean? And it might be that someone's pouring out their emotions, showing their emotions to you. But I just sense that some Tauruses, because this was the first card, you could be dealing with a Cancer, a Pisces. I mean, it's Pisces season, or a Scorpio. But I just feel like you're pouring your heart out, maybe talking a lot. But I feel like this is more actually physically, like, I love you, I care about you. Let's try to make this work. Let's do this. Something like that. And look, it's got the Three of Staffs too. Like, that's kind of like being courageous. So some Taurus, if you haven't already done something like that, you know, look toward the future, but have some courage. Don't be afraid. You know, look out toward the horizon. Something good can come. Look at your ships coming in. Look at that. Can you see that? The ships coming in. The sun shining in the future. It's all good. Don't be afraid to make that offer. Y'all might be afraid. Don't be, oh, look at that, the Queen of Coins. Taurus, that's you. If you're a female, that's you right here. Queen of Coins. And you know, look at her. She's sharp and she got the money. And sometimes she's pregnant too. That's why they got the rabbit there. But she's usually got the money and she's dressed sharp. And she's in a good frame of mind. She's good. I feel like with her, with that rabbit, some Tauruses, I mean, either someone might be pregnant, or you know, that might be something that's going on. Look, I feel like whatever this is going to be influenced by money, because here's the four coins, and that's like, look, I don't got my money's not tight. I'm gonna hold on to what I got because my money's not tight. And it could be that money is a main concern if this is about making an offer, especially if it's about, you know, moving in, getting married, getting serious, you know, that whole type of thing. Oh, this could even be the death of something. Oh, this is not the death of a relationship because of money. And you know, Tauruses tend to do that. My last husband, I think, did that to me. Our relationship basically ended because of money. But look, on the bottom of the deck is the Strength card. And I love that this was on the bottom of the deck, because there's lust and there's passion and there's desire there for each other if this is a relationship. And there's also like, just, you know, that drive, there's strength there, there's power there, there's energy there. So if this is something that's really pushing you, I feel like maybe it's about making that push, making that offer, making a stand. Or it's going to lead to the death of this whole thing. Just saying. Anyway, good luck. All right, with that Strength card, good luck. So give me a second. I'm going to take a sip and then we're going to move on to Gemini. I like to sort my cards. I don't like the same cards to come out. I want to make sure I'm getting the right messages and energy for each sign I do. And so we're doing the sign of Gemini. See, what are we telling the sign of Gemini? See. And what I'm doing is what comes out is what comes out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not for, I'm, you know, sometimes you got one card, Gemini. And I kind of like that this was your card. Only because Geminis are thinkers, right? Geminis, what do you like to do? You like to think, you like to get the details, you want the facts, you want to know, right? But what you don't usually do is use your intuition and your third eye. And your soul. I was talking about that earlier. Being in touch with our soul, doing things from our soul, from our spirit, from being a spiritual person, using our third eye. But this is what the high priestess is about. It's like having this inner voice that tells you, like, you don't need to see it in a book. You don't need proof. You've got this inner knowing that it is what it is. On the bottom of the deck, you've got the four coins. Maybe this is about money, using your intuition about money. Definitely don't spend up your money. Hold on to your money. You know, don't spend your money willy-nilly. Use your intuition when it comes to your money, Gemini, because I'm telling you, if you don't, you're going to end up regretting it, because there's a reason why that came out. Okay, so that was my message to you, Gemini. Good luck with that, and I hope you use your intuition, especially when it comes to money, especially when it comes to that. So let's see what we're going to tell the sign of Cancer. And I want to apologize to Cancer, because Cancer, when I did the Valentine's Day readings, I did not get Cancer. I got a whole bunch of cards that just came out, and I think it's because of what I'm saying. And I'm going to take all of these cards for Cancer. You want to know why? Because I did not get to give them a decent reading before, and they deserve this, whatever this is. So it looks like it's almost a 10 spread. Look at that. I'm going to be so generous. I'm going to give them their 10 spread, because I forgot Cancer last time. They got two cards. I'm taking them both. So Cancer, this is what we got. And again, my deepest apology to Cancer. You are the sign, maybe the only sign, that's going to get a full reading today. And look, I found the Star. This is your first card. Cancer, when the Star comes out first like that, that is so much creativity. That's you pouring out your emotions too. Like, if you've been holding in your pent up emotions about anything, let them out, because Aquariuses tend not to, you know, hold in emotions, and the Star is Aquarius. So, and you being a Cancer, you need to let out your emotions, Cancer. Okay. Cancer, you are the most emotional sign of all signs, and it's Pisces season. So if you have not let out your emotions, I'm like, oh Lord, let it out. But also, you know, don't get too down. I feel like whenever I see the Star, it's saying hit yourself onto a dream, a Star. Don't give up. You know, join in with a group of people if you have to, but get back on focus. Get an ideal, a dream, a goal that you're going to go towards, and then go toward it. Here's the Queen of Swords right after the Star like that. And when it's sitting on the Star, it is saying cut off whatever those negative emotions are that you need to let go of and pour out. And then I feel like then, you know, go on to something that makes you feel good, because I don't feel like Cancers are so emotional. There is no way that you would want to go into anything that's going to lead to pain or anguish or hurt, or where you would be cheated on, or, you know, because usually the Queen of Swords, she's been through pain. She knows pain. She does not want pain. Okay. She doesn't want to tolerate pain. So that's one of those things. And stay upbeat. I feel like that's another message I feel like I should tell you with her on there. Stay positive no matter what. Okay. Stay positive, because you got the Six of Staves. So I feel like Cancers, you're going to win. I feel like you're a Star in some way, that you shine. Like, you are head and shoulders above everybody else. You're going to win. You are meant to win. You need to stay out of the Four of Cups. Stop comparing yourself to other people. I feel like you got everything you need here to win, and stop comparing yourself. You know, sometimes we have worked so hard at something, and it doesn't come the way we want it to come, or doesn't come the way we feel like it should come. It doesn't come as fast as it should come. And then we start giving up. We want to throw everything, you know, to the wind, because we're like, well, Joe got that amount, or he got this and I didn't get that. Well, look, you got the Ten of Cups right after the Ten of Staves. First of all, these two tens on top of each other tell me that whatever pain or hardship you've been going through, that's going to be over. But the Ten of Cups, Cancer, is your cups. This is your 10. This is your success. This is your emotional, like, oh, I got what I want. I feel so good. It feels so good to get what I want. It feels so good to win. It feels so good to be in love. It feels so good to be loved. Like whatever that is that makes you feel emotionally fulfilled. Maybe it's money, because here's the Knight of Coins. Like, I got all kind of ideas for this money. We got a plan for this money. Let's get this group together and make this money. I got a plan to get this money. You're walking toward the money. You really are working on a plan. Eight of Staves, getting on that straight road, on that plan of action, on that straight and narrow. Once you get on the right road, you are going to go so fast. It's going to feel like you're driving down the road to success. I'm not kidding. It's amazing. And then you got a Queen of Cups. There you are, Cancer. Ah, ha, ha. You have success coming, and you showed up in your own reading. You're like, yes, I got this. I got this. I am going to win this thing. Ain't nothing going to stop me. Page of Swords, yeah, you'll fight to get what you want. And look, when the Page of Swords pops up like this, because technically this is the 10th card, but there was an extra card. So look, when the Page of Swords pops up like this, this is so much creativity, but this is you gathering information. This is you being a communicator. This is you being on the phone with people. This is you sending out emails. This is you setting up your funnel. This is you maybe hiring a staff of people. I don't know what it is, but it's definitely about communicating, and it's definitely about communications. And it's about being creative about it. Okay? So do that, Cancer. Okay, that's what's going to lead to your success. And I feel like this is the Hermit. Also, make sure you take some time for yourself to get yourself together. If you have not been, you know, at your best, and you've been, because right now we're about to go into Aries season. So Cancers, you might be feeling it over the next month. I'm not saying you ain't going to be feeling it. You know, Aries squares Cancer. So make sure you meditate, you pray. You get in lots of rest and sleep. You let go of whatever you need to let go of, because like I said, the Queen of Swords, she cuts off anything that is not to her benefit. But look, on the bottom of this deck, 10 of Coins. So not only did you get the 10 of Staves, 10 of, but you got the 10 of Cups, your 10 of Cups, but you got the 10 of Coins. And this, anyone that follows me knows this is my favorite card. Why? Because this is you getting everything. It's the everything card. You get the house, the dog, the car, the 401k. And also, I noticed that you had two queens in this reading. And when I see two queens, that tells me that you get a lot of help from women. So you can expect help from women during this time, Cancer. Maybe you know a lot of women, and they might come in handy and be very helpful to help you get where it is that you want to go in this life. So, you know, it's good to know who you can trust and who you can work with and who to look out for. And I would say women, okay? Definitely women. You had two tens, and that I mentioned that earlier means, you know, things are going to end sooner than you thought they would. So you've been going through something bad. It's not going to last for long. No, just put up with it. It's going to end. You got the Star and the Hermit. So like once you know, let go of whatever pains or worries or whatever that is that you need to pour out, pour that out, and then get on a new dream, get on a new road, a direction of what it is you want, where you want to go, and how you want to have it done, and make it happen. Okay. Good luck to you. Much love, Cancer. So I've got, wow, just that one. I guess that really is it. One card came out for Leo. After all that, let me take a sip. And all you got, Leo, was a Knight of Cups. And let me tell you something. That could be an offer. This could be a job offer. This could be some kind of offer that you wanted to come in that finally comes in, and you've been like, oh, I've been waiting for that for all year. Like, finally, right? It could be a love offer. It could be somebody making a proposal to you. It could be a business proposal. It could be anything, but it is definitely flowing and it's flowing in your direction. It could be coming toward you. It could be an offer, but whatever that offer is, with this card on the bottom of the deck, the moon, it might be a very creative offer, but I want you to be very careful about lies, deception, and deceit. And right under it is the devil. Darn, Leo. Whatever that offer is, I would not do none. I don't know what that offer is. And if it's you doing it, don't be out here lying and deceiving people. Don't be doing it. Oh, that's not what you're doing, Leo. I hope not. Is oh my goodness. Let's see what we're gonna tell a sign of Virgo, because Leo, that was messed up. Either you are a wolf in sheep's clothing or somebody else is a wolf in sheep's clothing. But wow. I hope you don't go out on St. Patty's Day and get somebody drunk and all that kind of stuff. Oh, this is what we got for Virgo. I didn't even say the word Virgo. Let me see if anything else wants to pop out, because these cards literally popped in the air for Virgo. Nope. Anything else? Nope, no poppers. This is what we got for Virgo. Virgo, I love it. You're the magician, and I love that you are the magician. Want to know why, Virgo? Because the magician, you've got all the tools you need. Now, your body might be feeling like crap. You might be going through pains. You might have to go to the hospital. The magician sometimes has some physical pains, but here's the thing, you're magical. You are magic. You'll overcome whatever this is anyway, because you're the magician. And you can make anything happen you want, and you got the tools to make anything you want happen. And I think you got success coming with the Nine of Staffs. You just have to plan it, prepare it. This is ready, set, go. Virgo, ready, set, go. Get on your mark, get set, then go. And this is so much creativity. This is you bringing the fire and the passion and the drive and the desire into whatever it is, and it will just make it like go fast toward what you want. Ah, and there you are. What? Only three cards, and it was this good. Queen of Coins, Virgo, you showed up in your own reading. It's about the Benjamins, baby. It's about the money. You got the magician. You can make this money with the Nine of Staffs. Oh my gosh, make your plan of action, put it in motion. Put your passion behind it, Virgo. And I'm telling you, it is all about them Benjamins, and you about to make them. Oh, and death at the bottom of the deck. Now, you could be dealing with a Scorpio, but I think this could be the end or death of something that you've been dealing with. And it could be the death of poverty for some people if it's about that kind of money. But I do see death, and so that does tell me that something could be ending. I just want you, Virgos, to be ready for any potential ending. Maybe you might lose a client or something like that. I don't want it to take you by surprise. So I think that's the message for Virgo. Okay. So let's see what we're going to tell the sign of, Libra. Wow, a couple of cards fell out. My. I don't even want to take them because they were all reversed, and you don't deserve that. You don't deserve that. We'll just shuffle it one more time. Okay. Yeah, you don't deserve that. It's not your fault. So why would I do that? Man, I am not doing that for Libra. I love you, but you are not Cancer, so you're not getting that many cards. But Libra really has a message because a bunch of cards did pop out. So you got the first card was the Tower. Libra, something's ending or beginning. Something's ending so you can get a new beginning. You know what? Sometimes in Libra, I don't know why, I think this might have to do with a relationship. But sometimes we got to break up with somebody so that we can start with somebody new. That's a very painful time because if you've been taking your time to nourish this relationship and to get it where you want it, and all of a sudden you realize you got to let this thing go. It looks like another love TKO. That can be very painful. And this is what I see when I see this Tower card as the first card that I pulled for the sign of Libra of all signs. So that could definitely be. And we're going into Aries next week, so it could definitely have something to do with relationships. Whatever is going on, use your intuition, use your higher mind, use your third eye, feel that internally so that you can make the right decision and be patient. Sometimes it is about patience. You might be dealing with a Sag, that's possible, but I feel like this is all about you having patience and waiting it out. And this could be for love. This really is about lovers. This could be a decision. Maybe you're waiting it out to find out whatever you want to find out before you can make a decision about love. But on the night, bottom of the deck, Nine of Cups, that's romance right there. You getting what you want romantically. So Libra, this is about love. I feel like when I see this combination like this, because this is all, look, did you notice? It's all major arcana. Every single card was major arcana. Did you, right? The Tower, the High Priestess, the Temperance card, and the Lovers. Like, yeah, things are ending. Use your intuition. It's probably for the best. Just wait, and then you'll find love. And then the Nine of Cups after that, Libra's got love coming. You just have to be patient and don't, let go. If you're in something right now that really stinks, they disrespect you, they belittle you, they cheat on you. Let the good come in. Let the bad end so the good can come. Sometimes we block our own good by holding on to the bad. Of people don't realize that, but it's true. So let's see what we're going to tell the sign of Scorpio. Let's see what we want to tell Scorps. What are we telling Scorpios? I'm just pulling random cards. I'm not pulling a whole bunch of cards. The only sign that got a full 10 spread was Cancer, and that's because I forgot them during the Valentine's card readings that I did. Scorpio, you only got one card, and you also got the Empress. Another sign got the Empress, but you only got the Empress. And I think they might only got the Empress. I don't know if it's someone that you're messing with. I hope you're not pregnant with the same teeth. The Empress card tends to rule pregnancy, just saying, or Virgo, it's Virgo, but it's also creativity and it's also having a lot of creative ideas. It's also starting something new. So you might just be starting something new, Scorpio, and maybe starting something new with a Virgo. Who knows? On the bottom of the deck, there's the Justice card. I know whatever you put in, you're going to get back. Whatever you reap, you sow. Like, it's justice, it's equal, it's fair. It could be about a partnership. So maybe it is about you finding something with this Empress, this Virgo. Maybe. I mean, Scorpio and Virgo are a very compatible sign. So good luck. Okay, let's see what we're going to tell the sign of Sagittarius. Sagittarius, Sagittarius. And I'm just pulling out random cards that, want to come out like that just came out for Sagittarius. Let me see what else this, wait, what? Let me try this again. Let me see if anything, yeah, there was something. Okay, so here's what I got for Saggy. The first card that came out was Judgment. And the funny thing is, when I see the Judgment card, I always think about Sagittarius anyway, because they are like the ninth house of legal things and, the law and police and government and politics and all of that. And so I feel like some Sagittariuses might be dealing with a lot of that, like law and politics and police and government. And you might be caught up in all the Trump Biden stuff and voting and all of that. But it could also just be that it's about the end of something, like something has a decision either has been made or is about to be made, and that's it. Once it's done, it's final. Page of Coins, this could be about money. You could literally be waiting for documents to come in to finalize something. It could be a divorce. It could be some type of insurance. It could be anything like that. Whatever it is, I feel like you've got options. This is the Seven of Swords. And I also feel like somebody might be trying to get away with something that happened. But I just feel like you've got choices. You've got options. you got decisions that you have to make, but you've got these choices and you know you got these choices. So maybe you're waiting for those options. Yeah, I do sense that this is some kind of document or call or some kind of communication you're waiting to come in, because here's a page of stabs. So we got two pages here. This might involve children or young people or teenagers or something. Saggies might be in some type of litigation about their kids or something like that, in a court case or something like that. You may waiting for a decision to come down in a court case or something like that. But I feel like there's choices and you're waiting. On the bottom of the deck, there's the Knight of Swords. Either way, I feel like this is a fight. I feel like you'll win. There's potential victory here, but it feels like a fight. Feels like there's a battle. I just feel like there's a battle. I just felt that right away. But I do sense communication here, and maybe written documents, maybe a divorce. I don't know. Communications of some kind. Let's see what we're going to tell the sign of Capricorn. Let's see what we're going to tell Capricorn. Whoa, they came right out. Anything else? Is that it? Thank you. It's so kind. So look, we started at Capricorns. I love that the last card came out, because Capricorns always seem to get this four cups. I feel like it's because a lot of Capricorns need to do abundance and manifestation. And this is my plug-in right here before I go any further. I am now a certified abundance and manifestation coach. I now invite all, but specifically Capricorns, to reach out to me so that we could talk about how I could be of service to you and help you to begin to manifest more abundance and manifest what you actually want in your life, and to stop or negate what you don't want from coming into your life. So that's my pitch to you. You can reach out to me at perceptiveguidance.com. That's perceptiveguidance.com, or astrologyalookinside.com. That's astrologyalookinside.com. And if you feel like you need any assistance with abundance and manifesting what you want, what is meant for you based on your horoscope chart, based on what I can find in your actual birth blueprint, reach out to me. I would love to do that for you and help you get on the road to manifestation. So I had to put that commercial in there. Okay, Capricorn. One, because I'm a double Capricorn. Two, because I feel like so many of you Capricorns, myself included, have been in this four cups mode for a very long time. And we have been watching other people make money. Other people do well. They're not even as talented, right? And they're getting ahead, they're making money, they're being successful. And you might have been thinking, what is wrong with me? Why hasn't this come for me? And that can have affected your money. And I feel like this is all about the money. I feel like you're emotional because of the lack of money. You see other people making money, and you want to understand, why haven't I made the money? Other people are abundant. Why haven't I reached that level of abundance? And I feel like this is where a lot of Capricorns have been stuck. Now, I feel like with a Page of Coins, this is telling you to have some communication about money. You might be waiting another one, waiting for a letter or a call or maybe a sale or something like that to come in regarding money. And maybe it had not come in. But let me tell you something. I just shuffled, and a second card, a third card popped out. It's the Sun. You win. You win, Capricorn. You win. I don't care what you've been through. You win. You've got to believe you win. That's why I believe it's all about abundance and manifestation and reprogramming our mind and understanding of what it is we are capable of. And once it all sinks in and you do it, my gosh, Capricorn, you are going to win. And I think you're going to win in a really big way. I feel like for some Capricorns, you have just been so burdened down with so many choices on how to make the money. You really haven't known. You might have been confused on how to make the money, carrying too much of a load and not really figuring it out. But with this son, I feel like you're finally going to learn how to make the money. So good luck. I love that. And by the way, on the bottom of the seven of coins was the nine of coins, which is great for money. So great. That's great, great news for you, Capricorn. So let's see what we're going to tell the next sign. Let's see what we're going to tell the next sign. And that is the beautiful, wonderful, ever creative and brilliant sign of Aquarius. So let's see what we are going to tell the sign of Aquarius. What do we want Aquarius to know? What do we want? Let's see, Aquarius. Oh, a bunch of cards just slid out. That feels like cheating. I don't feel like I actually even got to shuffle. And look, more cards slid out, but I will go with these cards. You got the High Priestess. So I like this for Aquarius. Okay, why? Because Aquarius is an air sign. And Aquariuses tend to think. They are always thinking, right? They don't always use their emotion. They don't always use their intuition. And this is saying to use your intuition and to use your that gut feeling, because sometimes that gut feeling is what's going to help you. And I think it's about making a decision, Two of Swords. This is about making a decision. You've got to make a choice. And I think it's about loyalty. And look, on the very bottom of the deck, it was the Ace of Cups. It's about emotions. You might be trying to make a decision about a relationship, about an emotional connection you have with somebody. Whatever it is, you use your intuition, High Priestess. This is all about using your high intuition to get to your highest emotional fulfillment. And I think you can do it. And I believe in you, Aquarius. I believe in Aquarius. So you guys, this has just been my quick take, my quick reads for the month of March. It's March 13th, 2024. This has been Adrian, also known as Capricorn Tigress of astrologyalookinside.com. And if you have not been by astrologyalookinside.com, go by astrologyalookinside.com. I made some changes there. It's so cute. Also, you can find me just about anywhere on social media under Astrology A Look Inside. And and also find me at Perceptive Guidance. I am now, and let me read these off to you. Like I'm some big fancy person. As you know, I'm an astrologer, tarot reader, and numerologist. I've been doing astrology for over 40 years. Yes, I said 40. And my daughter's going to, you know, is 37. So yeah. I am a certified sacred soul, a light healer, a sacred soul alignment healer and practitioner. I'm also a certified meditation coach and facilitator, a certified spiritual life coach, and a certified, I feel like I'm missing one, abundant and manifestation coach. And I may be missing one. Okay, but that's okay. I'm working on getting my sales coach certification now and my NLP certification. I just want to make sure I've got all the knowledge I need to be of assistance to people that come to me. That means everything. I want people to walk away knowing that I did everything. And they felt everything, that I did everything to help them feel better and to be better and to reach their highest level of success in this lifetime. So this has been Adrian, Capricorn Tigress. Much love to you. Many blessings.